Osmo, and he has to aid him signing on at Lishmo for him and his wife. For Nostal, and he gives it to her, kosher. That is kosher. So you see clearly, according to Rav Meir, even with Rabbanan, the ksiva does not have to be Lishmo. Even if the ksiva was not written Lishmo, still the get is kosher. The chitayim, maybe you want to answer me, no, here also, anan midiraisa komastin in law. Maybe here also, that Rav Meir says it's kosher, maybe Yoni means it's kosher midiraisa. But maybe with the Rabbanan, though, it is possible if you find the get in the junkyard since it wasn't written Lishmo. Maybe it is possible with the Rabbanan. Somewhere else says, no, that's not true. He hachi, if so, oim ahoye Rav Meir devatera mi boile. If Rav Meir only meant to say that midiraisa is kosher, but with the Rabbanan, though, there is a psul, he should have spoke that out, and he should have said, oim ahoye Rav Meir that devatera, that midiraisa the get is kosher. Since Rav Meir did not hear these words of Devar Torah, he just said that the get is kosher, it's mashmet even kosher mid Rabbanan. So it's mashmet clearly that according to Rav Meir, the ksivas of the get does not have to be written Lishma. So if so again, who does that Mishnah go like? Alright, turn over. So my answer is like this. Ella, really, I'll tell you, Leolim Reb Lezi. No, I'm going to go according to Reb Lezi, I'll tell you. Vechi loy boy Reb Lezi chasima, when doesn't Reb Lezi need the chasima to be lishmo? Hecha delek edim klal. Maybe that's only when no edim signed at all. Like we had before, that was one of the gittin. That there's no edim signed at all. As long as it was given over in front of edim, that's enough. True. If there are no edim, then it's kosher. But maybe hecha dik edim. But when we do have Adam starting in a get, boy, maybe then with the Rabbanan, Rabbi Lezol, it has to be done Lishmo. The Yomer Rabbi Yabar Rabbi says that Moide Rabbi Lezol agrees the Mezuyef Mitoich Eshu Posol, that when you do have Adam starting in a get, and there's something wrong with those Adam, the get is Posol. So even though you don't need it, but once you have it and there's a Psul, there's something wrong, that's worse. See here also, you don't need the Adam to sign. But if they do sign, maybe then it has to be done lishmo. Rashi says mezuyah mitoicha means shechosim all of korav by posel or shle lishmo. If the edim signed and they were kravim psulim, then the get is no good. So you see with the rabbanan that if you don't have any edim, it's kosher. But once you have edim signing, the edim have to sign the right way. So mele one teretz says our mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer. Another teretz says Reb Ashi Yomar Romani Reb Yudi. I tell you our mishnah goes according to Reb Yudi shita. The Tanan we learned, Reb Yehuda, place of Yehuda, all the get is posel, achetek sivosoi, v'chasimosoi betolish. You see clearly that the halacha that the get has to be betolish, uprooted first. You can't write a get on a leaf when it's attached to the tree. You have to first rip it off. So Reb Yehuda holds both the ksiva has to be when it's ripped off, and the chsima. Why? Because when the Torah writes for kosov law, the dinam of getting applied to both the ksiva and the chsima. You see clearly, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he's the Tana that holds the get, both the ksiv with the writing of it, and the ksiv has to be done lishmo. So Mara speaks out, if you have an offer of Rabbi Yehuda, how come at the beginning we didn't go to this answer right away? So Mara says, when we cover at the beginning, my time, Malay Makamina, look, Rabbi Yehuda. How come at the beginning we did not answer that our mission goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because Madrina and Rabbi Meir, at the beginning first, we wanted to try and answer to see if we could get our Mishnah to go according to Rabbi Meir Shita. Why? Because the klal is the stam masdisin Reb Meir, that a stam mishnah is Reb Meir. So if at all, if it's possible to say our mishnah go according to Reb Meir, we would like to do that. Not yet. Then once we say it can't go according to Reb Meir, mahadrina na Reb Loza. We try and say our mishnah should go according to Reb Loza shita. Why? The kaimla, because we hold hilchos akavos to be gitten. We hold like Reb Leza Shita. That's what our Gemara says over here. That we hold Adam Messiah Rakasi by Gittin. You don't have to have Adam signing in a get. It's enough just to give it over in front of Adam. So therefore, we try and say our Mishnah goes according to Reb Leza. And if we can't do that, then we have to say our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda's Shita. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, Dalal Amal, 10 lines down. Tanan, we learned like this. We just got finished that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. that holds that by the when you write a get, both the ksiva and the chsima has to be done lishmo. So that comes out good according to Rabbo, that Rabbo was the one that said again that we had a machlokes in the Gemara. Why does the Mishnah say when you bring a get, if a shliach brings a get from Medina Sayyom to Eretz Yisrael, that the shliach has to say before nechtam, that it was written and signed in front of me? So he had before that Rabbi said because the fi shein bekim lishmo, that the people in Chutz Loretz do not know the halacha that a get for kosav law means lishmo. So we have to be afraid maybe the get was not written lishmo. That's why when the shliach brings the shliach has to tell us before nechtam, in front of him it was written and signed, and memela we know it was done lishmo. Rav said no, that's not a chash. Rav holds everybody knows the halacha of lishmo. Whoever goes to write a get for sure knows the halacha. So Rav said the chesaron was the fishein edim mitsuyin lekainoi. We're afraid if a get was written in America and then it was sent someplace far away, in that new place where you give the get, people there will not recognize the edim. So if later the husband comes and complains that the get was not written good, the edim were forged, we won't have somebody to be mekayim the shtar. So therefore the rabbanan made a takana that when the shliach brings the get, the shliach tells us before nechtam, it was signed in front of him, and that's enough for kiyum hashtar. The rabbanan will make a mishumiguna kilo barabbanan to believe the shliach the one eidechot. Now we're going to bring rayas to Rab and to Rav. So Mara says tanan. We learned in our Mishnah like this. Our Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel loymer af hamevim min harekim min acheger. In other words, the Mishnah starts off that if you bring a get from Chutz Loretz outside Eretz Yisrael, then you have to say before Nechtav. That's the Tana Kama. Rabbi Gamliel adds on and says, "Af ha-mevim in ha-rekim min ha-cheger." Even if somebody, if the man had the get written in rekim and cheger, and he sent the get in Eretz Yisrael to be given to his wife, still the shliach has to say before Nechtav. We'll soon see what the machlokes is. And Reb Lezer adds on even more than that, and says, "Afilu mikfar ludim lelud." Even if the get was written in Kfar Ludim, which is very close to Lud, and then the get was sent over to Lud, still the shliach has to say before Nechtav. Now, V'yomer Abayi explains what's the machlokes. V'yayores hasmuchos l'Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about now these cities. Let's say Rekem and Cheger is very close to Eretz Yisrael. True, it's outside Eretz Yisrael, it's the Chutz Loretz. That's why the Tanakhama says that you... No, that's what... No, it's outside Eretz Yisrael. But it's close to Eretz Yisrael, it's very close. So, since it's close, that's the Machlekes. That the Tanakhama holds that since it's close to Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before Nechtam. On this, from Gamliel says no. If you bring a get from Rekem and Cheger, even though it's close to Eretz Yisrael, still the shliach has to say before Nechtav. And the last machlokes of Mikfar Ludum Lud, that Rashi, that the Gemara says, "Umuvlas b'tchum Eretz Yisrael askinam," that a smuvlas is like swallowed up in the boundary of the tchum of Eretz Yisrael itself. And the Yomar Rabba said, "Yomar Rabba Barachono l'dedi chazeli." I saw this place, the difference between Kfar Ludim and Lud. I saw the two places, and Hu Asra. He explained it like it's in his town from the place of Mivei Kuva Lepumpadisa. In other words, it was a very close by place. And it also had the Maila that it was Muvlas. Muvlas means swallowed up into the boundary. Rashi explains, when you have a boundary, you have a city on top and a city on bottom. Now in between, some cities stick out, some cities stick in. So really, if you take a string and go straight down from the top city to the bottom city, that should have been like a tchum. And any city inside that is called muvlat. It's like swallowed up in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you have like a sea, like a half circle, the tchum. That even though on top the city is sticking out, and the bottom city is sticking out, in between the boundary of Eretz Yisrael goes in like a sea. Now if you take a line straight down, the cities inside the sea is called muvlas. That's like swallowed up in Eretz Yisrael. So it has two milas. First of all, it's close to Eretz Yisrael, and also it's muvlas, it's like swallowed up into the boundary. But even though it's still chutz laretz, it has these two milas. So that's the machlokes in our Mishnah, that the Tanakhama says in these cities you do not have to say, since they're close to Eretz Yisrael, it's like Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Gamliel says that Rekim and Chega you do have to say, even though it's close, but it's not Muvlas. But Rabbi Gamliel holds that by Kfar Ludrum Lulud, since these two cities are Muvlas, like one is Muvlas swallowed up, you do not have to say. Rabbi Lezer, he's the biggest machmer and says no, even though Kfar Ludim is Muvlas in the Tchum Eretz Yisrael, still you have to say before the Nechtav. So we have three machlokes and three shittas. So Gemara goes to explain what's the machlokes. My love, isn't it? Pahor Kamiflagi. This is the three-way machlokes now Mishnah. Tumat Sova, the Tanakhama holds, Lefi Shein Bikim Lishmo. That the reason why the shliach has to say before Nei Nechtav is because they do not know the halacha of Lishmo in Chutz Loretz. Now the Tanakhama holds, Vahani Gemiri. Now these cities, even Rekim and Cheger, since they're somach, they're close to Eretz Yisrael, he holds that since they're close, they know the halachas. They also learn the halachas there. And therefore they know the halacha of Lishmo, therefore you do not have to say it. Umasover, but Rabbi Gamliel holds, Lefi Shein Eidim Mitzun L'Kayomai. No, even though they live close to Eretz Yisrael, and they know the halachas, but people do not travel from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So there's no Shayoris that people don't travel there. So if the Chesaron is like Rava says, Mishum Kiyum, we want to make sure the get is a good get, that the husband can't come to complain later, therefore the Shlich has to say it. Vahani Nami Lo Shchichi. And here also, these cities of Rekim and Cheger, it's not Shchiach, people don't travel that much from there to Eretz Yisrael. So isn't that the machlokes between the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, that holds it's a Sforne of Lishmo, and therefore any city close to Eretz Yisrael knows the halachas, you do not have to say it. And Rabbi Gamliel holds no, like Rava, it's totally in the Eidim, Mitzuyim, the Kayama, and here people don't travel. So it comes out the machlokes Rab and Rava, it's the machlokes in our Mishnah. So Gemara says no. Gemara answers says that Rabba metaritz l'taimei v'Rava metaritz l'taimei. Both of them can answer that the Mishnah goes according to both of them. Rabba metaritz l'taimei. Rabba will answer our Mishnah according to his reasoning that he holds the kula yal and everybody holds the fish and b'kiyim l'shmo. The reason why the Rabbanah made a takana that when a shliach brings a get from chutz loretz that he has to say in front of us before na nichtav is because we're afraid they do not know the halacha of Lishmo. So then what's the machlokes in our Mishnah? I tell you, v'hocha v'okiniflugi. Tanakhama sova, the first sheet in our Mishnah holds, hani kivin this smuchois migmagmiri. Since these cities, let's say even Rekim and Cheger, true that chutz loretz, they're outside, they have no kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but since they're very close to Eretz Yisrael, they also know the halacha is there. Therefore, you do not have to say before Nei Nechtav, because they know that Lachi was for sure written Lishmo. Now, V'yosa Rabbi Gamliel Lameima, Rabbi Gamliel comes to say no, that Muvlas Gemiri, I agree to you, a case of Kfar Ludum Malud, that there it's both it's close and it's swallowed up into the boundary, there they know the Halachis. But Smuchos, just a city like Rekim and Cheger, even though it's close to Eretz Yisrael, but since it's not Muvlas, Loi Gemiri, he holds there the people do not know the halacha. So it's a machlokes and mitzias. What's a machlokes? How much do they know? The Tanakhama holds they do know the halachas, and Rabbi Gamliel holds no, they don't know the halachas. Now the Yosef Rabbi Elezer Lameima, Rabbi Elezer comes to say a bigger chiddush that afilu mikfar ludu melud that mavlas nami loy the mavlas nami that even a city like Kfar Ludim, which is swallowed up in the boundary, still the shliach has to say before Nei Nechtav. Even though for sure they know the halach is there, since it's close and it's muvlas, like here everybody agrees they know the halach is. Since so, why does Rabbi Lezer say the shliach has to say it? Shaloi techalek b'medina sayom, it's like a light plug. The Rabbanan did not want to make any differences. Rabbi Lezer holds any city outside Eretz Yisrael, since most of the cities outside Eretz Yisrael do not know the halacha of Lishmo, so therefore, even though you'll have one city that's very close to Eretz Yisrael, like Kfar Ludim, still the Rabbanan made a light plug to say at all times you have to say before night nichtav. So therefore, the whole Mishnah could go according to Rabbi's Svarah. Then the Gemara says, Rovo, Mitaras Latimei. Now Rovo will come and answer and say, the whole mishnah could go according to him. And he'll say like this, Dekula Yalm, everybody agrees, Lefi Shein Eidim Mitzuyin Lekayamai. What's the reason why the Rabbanan said the Shliach has to say before a Nech, before a Nechtam? It's because we want to have a Kiyam right now. We don't want to be stuck later that the husband should come and complain and we'll have no Eidim to be in the Kayam Deshtar. There'll be no Eidim around in this new place to recognize the Eidim that signed in that a place far away. That's why we want the Shliach to say the Ikar before a Nechtam. And before a Nechtam, what we had before was just that you should make the difference between this Kiyam Shtar and other Kiyam. Now, what's the machlokes then? The Tanakama Sava, the first Tananah Mishnah holds, Hani Kivan, the Smuchais, Mishkach Shchichi. Since Rechem and Cheger is close to Eretz Yisrael, people travel from there into Eretz Yisrael. So we don't have to be afraid if the husband will come and complain later, there won't be Eidim to Mekayim the Shtar. For sure, people recognize his signatures because they're Shchich, they travel back and forth. The Yosef Rabbi Gamliel Lameg, Rabbi Gamliel comes and says, no, that Muvlas Shchichi, I'll agree to you. Like Kfar Ludim, that's close, and Muvlas, I agree, people travel. But Smuchos, just a city like Rechem and Cheger, just the fact that they're close to Eretz Yisrael, still, since they're outside, they have no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Loi Shchichi, he holds no, people do not travel. And on this, the Yosef Rabbi Lezer Lameg, that Muvlas Nami Loi, that even Muvlas, even a city that's close and swallowed like Kfar Ludim, still you have to say before Nechtav. Why? Shalai Techalek B'mdina Sayom. Again, that since it's swallowed up and close, really people travel back and forth. Just as a light plug, when Rabbanan make a takana, according to Reb Lezer, it goes in all cases. Any city outside Chutz Laretz Yisrael, you have the takana, they have to say before Nechtav. So, comes out, the Mishnah is no proof to either one, Rav or Rav, it goes according to both of them. So Gemara says now, Lameima, you want to tell me, Muvlat, tonight, we learned again in our Mishnah, the Chachamim and the Chachamim say, Ein oi tzorach sheyomer b'fona nechta b'fona nechtam. The Chacham then in the Mishnah after this go on to say that when does the Shliach have to say before Nechtam, Ela Hanevi Mimdina Sayom Vi Hamaylach. The Chacham here come to it on, even though they say Lashon of Ela, really they're coming to it on. And they're coming to say that there are two ways. When the Shliach comes from Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael, and also Vi Hamaylach, if the get was written in Yerushalayim, and they're sending it to America, when the get comes here, the Shliach has to also say, before the Nechtov. That's what the Chumim is. And Nechlau, Tosha, the way you learn, it's a proof, that the Tanakama, the first part of our Mishnah, Sava holds not like that. Sava Moilech Leitzarech. The first part of our Mishnah just says, Hamevi get Mechutz Loretz. Hamevi get Mimdina Sayom. If a get was brought from Medina Sayom, then you have to say before the Nechtov. Mashma Poshin, if the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, being sent outside the Chutz Laretz, you do not have to say before the Nechtav. Shal Poshin, it's a machlokes, a Tanakama, and the Chachamim in this case, where a get was written in Eretz Yisrael, the husband was in Eretz Yisrael, and his wife is living in America, and they're sending the get now to America, does the Shliach have to say before the Nechtav or not? So what's the machlokes? So Mechlamat Tanakama Sava Moilach Leitzorach. My love, isn't it, that Lechura B'hoka Niflagi? This is the Machlokes. Tema Sava Lefishen B'ki Lishma.